Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a podcast. It's my 2021 recap. Today, I'm going to talk about all the things for 2021, the things I hated, the things I loved, and predictions for 2022. It's that time of year to sum things up. So what are some top seven things I hated about 2021 in aesthetics in general? Number one, probably on my list, is Russian lips. What are Russian lips? This is a lip treatment using hyaluronic acid fillers, heightening the central part of the lip and creating this outer pouty version. I like that. In reality, what you're seeing is doctoring of images and photos. So you see an immediate after result when people post Russian lips. You see lips that have been perforated at the vermilion border repeatedly, which may not be the best thing to do for lips. And that often causes filler migration. We also see shadowing and contouring with lip liner to create that feeling that the lips are pulling off the page. And it's just really not possible to replicate very nicely in real life. You can't get those stuck-on Bratz doll lips as easily as you think. And I think that getting this heart-shaped lip similar to Russian doll is totally unrealistic, not that achievable. And unfortunately, a lot of women have it as their lip goal due to social media images, which, as we know, can be filtered and can be distorted. Number two thing I hated about 2021 was maskne. So many more breakouts with acne, pimples, dermatitis, and rosacea caused by increased bacterial exposure from wearing a fabric or artificial fiber on our faces all day long. This increased moisturization and friction from the mask, the trapped makeup and the bacteria from your breath and your lips and the saliva from talking all day, just symptomatic of COVID 2021 maskne. It was a thing. It's still a thing. I hope we've all learned to wash our masks regularly. Now we have more masks available so we can have more disposable masks. And I hope all of us have adjusted our makeup regimen, because that thick, thick, heavy makeup and lipstick inside your mask, that is definitely something I hated about 2021. The Hyaluron Pen, number three on the list of things to hate about 2021, is a device that uses high-pressured air to deliver non-medical grade garbage, sometimes hyaluronic acid, sometimes I don't know what, into the skin. This is meant to be an alternative to lip injections using the Hyaluron Pen, but because it's not FDA approved for lip augmentation and because it's been used by estheticians with no real training for lip anatomy, it caused so many problems. So mishandling, misuse, lack of scientific backing, the fact that the Hyaluron Pen created so many infections, non-sterile technique, and the fact that it was done by untrained professionals unsterily was all bad. One of the worst things of 2021. Facial cupping. Number four is facial cupping. This is the process of using small cups as a form of therapy to suction the blood flow to the surface of the skin, promoting blood flow, reducing inflammation, and theoretically plumping areas up like the lips, the jawline. We all saw videos of girls putting suction cups on their lips, bloating them up. And number one, not so safe. Number two, definitely temporary results. And number three, do we really need that? I don't think so. Number five on our list is snail facials. Maybe you saw this weird TikTok trend that involved placing either live snails on your skin to secrete their protein-rich mucus secretions directly on your skin, or it was packaged in bottles too, with snail mucus being a thing. Snail mucin has some enzymes which are proteolytic, which can digest and superficially degrade dead skin on the surface of the skin. So the snail facial was a real thing in 2021, and I'm glad I did not participate in it. I think there is some scientific benefit. The proteoglycans that are secreted in the mucin-like secretions of snail excretions are interesting, possibly have some scientifically, you know, valuable benefit, but definitely not for me. Number six would be the excessive foundation trend. I also saw this a lot on TikTok and Instagram Reels. This is the trend of putting on thick, dense layers of foundation, sometimes with contouring included, and just really a method of clogging your pores, damaging your skin, and realistically, I think foundation ages the face. I really think you don't look good when you wear excessive foundation. The skin has to breathe and has to show through. Number 7, sunscreen contouring. Did you guys hear this trend? Putting on sunscreen in certain areas so that you get a tan in the areas you don't use sunscreen on. Kind of genius if you think about it, but kind of foolish because obviously the non-protected sunned areas that do get darker, more contoury and tanned also get UVA, UVB, aging, cancer, sun damage, all the bad things. So I think foundations and makeup contouring is better than using sunscreen to contour darkness into your pigments. And I loved some things about 2021 as well. What are some things about 2021 that were excellent in aesthetics and skincare? Number 1 would be the burst in home skincare. I think that at-home peels, masks, and skincare treatments were at an all-time high during the pandemic. People started adopting masks and self-care treatments at home, and they followed a lot of Instagram accounts that had teaching and good, credible knowledge about how to take care of your skin. So as a result, I think many of us had a moment of self-care indulging in skincare at home. I have also really enjoyed doing home chemical peels, LED masks, and do-it-yourself DIY masks at home. I felt so proud of our office because we kind of started the at-home chemical peel trend by making the pretty at-home peel, which what I feel was revolutionary. It totally changed our practice, being able to mail a patient a customized peel and then do the peel with them on a virtual FaceTime, step-by-step with bottles and applications. That's the pretty at-home peel. We also love the Cosmolin peel for at-home treatments. So skincare and peels, that was a win in 2021. Number 2, more natural makeup looks. Because of masks and COVID, we had less reason to glam up, and we definitely needed less makeup. The lower half of the face didn't even need makeup. It was all about the eyes this year, and just the brows and lashes. Every other part of the face was hidden, and definitely it's not fun to wash that foundation and lipstick out of your mask. So I think the reliance on heavy-duty coverage is over. The heavy makeup trend is gone, and the more natural makeup looks are going to dominate. Number 3, the less is more filler. Using my microdroplet technique with filler to achieve a more natural and clean look, as well as baby Botox with microdroplet toxins to avoid the frozen look. That's everything. To me, a frozen look is very retro, very 80s, and not modern. I think modern beauty is this less is more philosophy of adding lip definition, adding contouring, adding highlight points with filler. Number 4 on the list of things we loved in 2021 is clean beauty. Maskne became a problem for so many people, and so many of us really started to dive into what ingredients are going into our skincare. A lot of companies started labeling their products with a clean sticker and removed ingredients like aluminum salts, like acrylates, like unusual chemicals that are unnecessary, preservatives. I think so many companies developed an organic and more clean and green approach to skincare. So clean beauty, definitely a trend, sustainability as well. And I think going forward, we're going to have that continue into the future. Number 5, nose blush. Did you know that putting blush across the bridge of your nose instead of just on your cheeks is a thing? You should try it. It looks really youthful, perky, and looks like you have great circulation. So a little perky upturn with some nose blush is the thing we loved about 2021. Not to mention my liquid rhino. I think that was such a transformative procedure and really kind of revolutionized the thought that only rhinoplasty could be done to change the appearance of the nose. The Tinkerbell tip lift in my practice has really dramatically improved patients' happiness levels, and they're able to change a central feature of their face that's bothered them for many, many years. Love a good liquid rhino. Number six is body contouring using automation and machinery. So for example, like M-Sculpt, these are machines that use high-intensity focused electromagnetic energy to tone various muscles. They can cause repetitive contractions of the biceps, the triceps, the pecs, the gluteus, the abs. You can virtually have 30,000 sit-ups or push-ups or butt crunches done in 30 minutes. This is amazing, and the future is also going to hold more in terms of body contouring. But this has been one of my favorite trends. I think building muscle is like the fountain of youth. Number seven is dolphin glassy skin. Dolphin skin, it's a thing. Dewy, glossy makeup looks instead of the matte look. So you might think that dewy and, you know, a little bit of shine looks oily. In actuality, it looks youthful and beautiful. If you look at young 20-year-olds and models, they have a dewy shininess to their skin. So a little bit of shine gives a youthful look. A more matte, dull look looks a little older. So think about dolphin skin when you're applying your makeup, adding those central little highlight touches, maybe even a dab of Vaseline on the center of the eyelids, the cheeks, the tip of the nose. These things give you that really cute glow and a perky highlight. Number eight would be the classic bob. More people took risks with their hair this year. It was a year of hair transformations with pink hair, classic bobs, chopping off your hair, adding extensions, rainbow hair. I loved it all. I actually really enjoyed seeing people take chances and change their hairstyles up. I even loved the trend of going gray. And I think that since we're spending more time indoors, there's less things to do, we are experimenting more with hair, hopefully working on hair growth as well, because less products, less styling, less processing of the hair with bleaches and dyes. I think that allowed everybody to get a little bit of hair health back. Number nine is the Y2K aesthetic. Maybe you noticed this on social media, a little bit of nostalgia for the past and people dressing a little bit old style. I think the Y2K aesthetic was very vintage and is something that really draws back to classic beauty. Classic beauty in the sense of facial features, classic beauty in the sense of dress, and kind of using nostalgia to influence our styles. Number 10, one of my most favorite things about 2021 was the vaccine. I think this was amazing. There was a brief burst of time when we thought vaccination would affect fillers and cause facial swelling. Fortunately, not. Fortunately, the incidence of facial swelling with fillers is extremely low, basically the same as without having a vaccine. Fillers will swell from time to time, but so rare that it's definitely not an indication to avoid getting a vaccination, and love getting a booster shot too. So those are some things I loved about 2021. And I predict for 2022, so much more fun ahead. In my predictions of 2022, I predict that we're going to use Botox in so many off-label and inventive ways, like controlling acne, oil secretions, and improving lift and support of the face. I predict that fillers are going to be placed in a lifting manner under facial ligaments. And how do I know this? Because I'm going to teach you guys how to do it. Definitely tune in to Modern Aesthetic Theory, my online injector portal, and I'm going to teach you all about the concept of placing fillers under facial ligaments to give lift and support without volume. We don't need fillers to give filler face. We want fillers to lift and support the bone structure and the contours and the ligaments that lift the face. Next on my list of 2022 predictions, the importance of lymphatic massage. And I do this every day for myself. I think as more and more of us get facial fillers performed, the facial lymphatics have tendency to not drain as well with hyaluronic acid gel fillers in the way. Doing lymphatic massage is one of the best ways we can increase circulation to the face, stay young, stay vital, decompress puffiness, salt, and facial swelling out of the tissues, and wake up those youthful muscles. I love it. Number five on the list is fermented beauty. Skincare with fermentation, with probiotics and ingredients that will help to improve the skin's flora on the skin surface. This is definitely a great prediction for 2022. We saw probiotics sort of start to become popular and then that died down, but I think fermented beauty with fermented ingredients with longer shelf life and naturally occurring healthy bacteria is going to be a trend. I also predict polyglutamic acid in skincare, which is an acid that holds and traps 4 times as much moisture as hyaluronic. Now, hyaluronic can bring 1,000 times its weight in water to the skin, so polyglutamic acid can bring up to 4,000 to 5,000 times its weight in water into the skin. Imagine that. It'll be like a waterfall. I love it. The water that the skin needs will be delivered directly to the layer that it needs to be in. That is amazing. I also forecast that 2022 is going to show a great improvement in injector training. So hopefully more skilled injectors will hit the market and less filler face will be all around us in society. Less lip filler. Definitely, I predict less lip filler for 2022 and the trend to go back to the 1 syringe look versus the 2 to 3 syringe look that we have right now. I'm a big fan of polyL-lactic acid, biostimulators such as hyperdilute calcium hydroxyapatite. These are the products that I predict to be essential to every person's beauty regimen. To maintain attractiveness, we need to build facial foundation, and this is something we can do with collagen biostimulators. These are the products that will help us to maintain the underground foundation of the face, and 2022 is going to be all about building foundational support for beauty, maintenance of attractiveness in a natural way, and really learning what we like and don't like. 2021, the year of thinking, the year of the pandemic, was a great time to figure out what we like and what we don't like about ourselves, about our lives, about our regimens, about our beauty, about our faces. This is the time that we took inventory for ourselves, and many of us made choices to change jobs, careers, to take chances. Many of us decided to invest more in love, relationships, and happiness. And I think 2022 is going to be the year of balance. You figured out where you want to focus your priorities. Now you're going to buckle down hard and get your goals. And I'm with you, girl. I'm with you all the way. I'm here to help. I definitely want all my clients to take great care of their skin, maintain your attractiveness. Your self-identity is important to your confidence. It's important to you having integrity, having that ability to interact with the world at the best level. You have to show up with the best facets of yourself in order to perform your best. And it's so important to take care of yourself. So with all my best wishes, that's concluding 2021. I look forward to 2022 with lots of fun for me and you. Hope you guys enjoyed my recap, and don't forget to find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y, doing amazing things with people's faces, and our website is the same, beautybydrk.com. That's where you can find my most amazing skincare products that you're going to love for internal beauty, like our beauty collagen, the internal radiance collagen, every single day in my coffee, I put that. I also love the vitamin C and stem cell growth factor, my Desert Island products. Check them out. Don't forget to rank, rate, and review the podcast. We love your opinion. We will be happy to send you a deluxe size sample of skincare if you screenshot your review and email that to info@beautybydrk.com. That's it for now, guys. So much love, peace, and happiness for 2021 coming to an end, and blessings for 2022. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.